Blog Talk Radio.
I got so many theories and suspicions. I'm diagnosed with real nigga condition. Today is the day I follow my intuition. Keep the family close, get money for bitches. I double park the Austin in the red. My mama told me that I'ma work myself to death. My girl told me don't let these hoes get in my head. My world been ecstatic, I checked the signals that read. Buzzing, radar is buzzing. Yeah, yeah. Fox News wanna use my name for percentage. My latest news is my niece, she worth living. See me on the TV and scream, that's Uncle Kendrick. Yeah, that's the business. Somebody tell Gerardo this nigga got some ambition. I'm not a politician, I'm not about a religion. I'm an Israelite, don't call me black no more. That word is only a color, it ain't facts no more. My cousin Carl, Duckworth said know my words. And Deuteronomy say that we all been cursed. I know he walks the earth, but it's money to get, bitches to hit. Yeah, zeros to flip, temptation is, yeah, first on my list, I can't resist, yeah. Everyone together now, know that we forever buzzing. Radar is buzzing. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Buzzing. Radar is buzzing. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know, in Augusta, Georgia, I used to shine shoes on the steps of a radio station, WRDW. I think we started at 3 cents, and we went to 5 and 6, never did get to a dime. But today, I own that radio station. You know what that is? That's Black Power. Right here.
Don't tell me no other place, I don't know nothing. Talk about my home, just give me some Georgia, some Alabama, some Mississippi, some New York, and some California, Texas, and some North Carolina, and some South Carolina, and Virginia, some Illinois, and some West Virginia, some Dakota, South Dakota, North Dakota. See, I can't name all the different places now. If I leave anybody out, don't get mad, because I just, you know, just a cat trying to keep it going. Some Ohio, too, yeah. Some Indiana, Michigan. Yeah, I'm coming from the good Kentucky, Tennessee. Yeah, I'm getting it together, you know. Just give me a little time.
Palito, say, yo, this is El Rosmith Bay. I'm your host. Tonight is a beautiful night, July 15th, 2017. But thank you all for tuning in to our Talk Tons of America Network. Tonight's show is titled America is the Birthplace of Man, right? And tonight we will discuss the origin of man and how he originated in America, or the Americas first. Before we begin, I always like to start off by thanking the ones before me, my ancestors, for allowing me to use this platform to give out my knowledge and to give out this information that I have acquired to the people and to the world. All right, with that being said, let's get into it. We're going to first deal with genetics, because I'm going to come at destroying this whole systematic agenda of erasing indigenous people worldwide. Okay, it's something known as the is the cause of many misidentification of melanin-rich people worldwide by grouping all of the indigenous people of the world into one category. Okay. As African. When, believe it or not, if you ask any indigenous nation outside of Africa, you know, where their roots are, and most of the time it would tell you they are not from Africa, okay? That's because the out of Africa theory is a hoax, a lie. Okay. To it. First of all, how was America the birthplace of man? Like I said, I'm going to hit y'all on the genetic level first. Let's deal with blood types. For those of you who are not aware, there are four basic blood types. There's A blood type, B blood type, AB blood type, and O blood type. Then they also have the reverse, the negative blood types. So in all, there's 8 blood types. Have plus negative A, plus negative B, plus negative AB, plus negative O. Okay? So that's total 8 blood types based on this Rh negative system of blood. Okay? Now that we have that established, we can move on. There is one blood type in particular that formed all the other blood types. Okay? And that blood type is O. Okay? Original. Blood type, meaning it came first. This is the first blood of the original people, the first people on the planet had O blood. Okay. Then later, these other blood types formed and stemmed from this original O blood type. A, B, A, and B all stem from O. This is why the majority of the world's population has O blood type. Okay? Almost 70% of the world's population has O blood. Right? That's why O blood is dominant. Okay? Because it's more people on the planet having O blood than any other blood type is proof that O blood is the original blood and came first. This is the same thing in theory by looking at the brown eyes, okay? Brown eyes is dominant over blue eyes. This is why most of the world's population has a brown eye color, all right? Because brown eyes is dominant. Okay, so it's more prominent. That makes sense? Okay. And so now we can even move further along. Now that I have established some more information, you know, that made y'all aware of if you didn't already know. That old blood is the blood of the first people, the original people of the land and of the world. And what's so fascinating is that when you do the research, you'll come to discover that old blood was and is 100% in the Americas prior to any foreign colonization or foreign entry, okay? 100% old blood type is found in the Americas. Okay, but yet it is known as the New World with old blood type, with old world people found in the New World. So that should get you to thinking right there, then and there, that, wait a minute, how can the so-called New World be a New World if it has old world people with the original first blood type? You know? And there's actually an author I want y'all to look up, okay? And, you know, he's famous, you know, for kind of, you know, coining the whole term of, you know, blood type. And he wrote a book called Eat Right for Your Type. Eat Right for Your Type. Okay? And I want y'all to look this book up. Eat Right for Your Type. And it's by a gentleman named Peter J. DeAmo, okay? Eat Right for Your Type, by Peter J. DeAmo, okay? In it, this dude is a doctor, okay? He has his PH, his bachelor's, his BA, okay? So this dude is a certified teacher, researcher, certified physician. And in this book, he really goes into, you know, the breakdown of how they found that certain blood types thrive on certain diets better than other blood types. And he found a system, he made a system so that each blood type can have a diet that is best suited for them, okay? So definitely check out this book. Again, it's titled Eat Right for Your Type by Peter J. DeAdamo, okay? So I just hit y'all on a genetic level of how man first stood in America, okay? That's one, blood. So by blood, the indigenous people of America are the oldest people on the planet. We're going to still stay in genetics, but we're going to move from blood, but we're still going to be in the blood, but we're going to go a little deeper and go into chromosomes, okay? DNA, which is a very sketchy science, but I'm still going to go there just so y'all can get this information, internalize and realize, are the indigenous people of the world, and you populated every continent on the planet. The oldest Y chromosome was discovered from a so-called African-American man, okay, a so-called black man, Carolina. They took his DNA and traced his Y chromosome back to 340,000 years. He is known as the father, the Adam. Okay, he's known as the Adam, as in Adam and Eve story. He's known as the Adam of man. 340,000 years of history was found in this indigenous American South Carolinian man's DNA. Okay, this was found in his lineage. And what's so fascinating is that if you look up, you know, there's plenty of articles on this man, so you can find it out. His name is Albert, okay? South Carolina African American, black, Negro, color, you know, any of these legal designations they give you, you'll be able to find him under it. Simply look up oldest Y chromosome, South Carolina, black man. And you should find it. But anyway, specifically in the article that I was reading, what they were saying is that this man's Y chromosome, this man's DNA went so far back that his ancestors were before the rise of Cro-Magnon man or the Homo sapiens, okay, had evolved. This is how far and how deep in the history he went back and how deep in the history indigenous Americans go back. We go back much further, but just to, you know, give you a foundation over 340,000 years of history in the Americas. And, you know, of course, you know, in order for it to fit into some their theory, somehow they had to trace them back to an African tribe. Okay, so that's just a little cover they give you. All right. Say his DNA was traced back to some African tribe. Typical, you know, try to fit in with the out of Africa theory. Now, I was also reading in an article that said indigenous American reclassified as an African American man DNA went so far back in the time that they had to question the entire foundation of genetics, okay, in the out of Africa theory, okay, because it had to be thrown out of the window, because when new information is presented and old information is outdated, then everything has to be now built upon something else. Okay, but it was all just a theory in the first place. Okay? You see what I'm saying? So it's basically just a fallacy that they want to continue in order to perpetuate the lie that we all came from Africa, when in fact Africans came from indigenous Americans. If you have any questions or comments, the floor is open. Feel free to call in, you know what I'm saying, add in your 2 cents, you know what I'm saying. Feel free. The floor is open. All right, that looks like there's going to be no one calling in. There's a couple minutes left. I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in to another episode on our Talk Times of America. Tonight's show was titled America is the Birthplace of Man, Part 1, okay, of a 12-part series. Tomorrow night, I'm going to be right back at it, giving you some more facts, dropping some more gems, and just exposing this whole hoax and this fallacy that indigenous people of America have been reclassified and denationalized to. These legal designations, such as Black, African American, Negro, and color, have no foundation, have no type of, you know, identity, okay, you know, nationality. And just keeping us in a state of statelessness. Your identity is your most valuable possession, because without it, you are no one. Yakoke, Wanishi, Alito, this is Ross Smith Bay. See you tomorrow night. Salam.
You know, in Augusta, Georgia, I used to shine shoes on the steps of radio station WRDW. I think we started 3 cents, and we went to 5 and 6, never did get to a dime. But today, I own that radio station. You know what that is? That's Black Power. Right here.
Don't send me no other place, I don't know nothing. Talk about my home, just give me some Georgia, some Alabama, some Mississippi, some New York, and some California, Texas, and some North Carolina, and some South Carolina, and Virginia, some Illinois, and some West Virginia, some Dakota, South Dakota, North Dakota. See, I can't name all the different places now. If I leave anybody out, don't get mad, because I just, you know, just a cat trying to keep it going. Some Ohio, too, yeah. Some Indiana, Michigan. Yeah, I'm coming pretty good. Kentucky, Tennessee. Yeah, I'm getting it together, you know. Just give me a little time.